You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 151. And on today's show, I'm going to share with you some powerful stats and some ideas for using Facebook and video marketing to get the word out about your brand, your products, your business opportunity, and so on. Yeah, in the past, we focused mostly on YouTube for video marketing, and that's typically what we think of. But wow, have I got some great tips and ideas to share with you. And you're going to see why Facebook and video marketing go together like green eggs and ham. All right, stay tuned for today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, and welcome to today's show. I'm Jackie Almer, and I'm thrilled to be bringing some great ideas to you about Facebook and video marketing from the sunny beach here out in Ventura, California, where it's absolutely lovely. Had a lovely Easter weekend and hope you did as well if you celebrate Easter. And if not, I still hope you had a lovely weekend. All right, couple of things before we dive into the material today. And that is, I've just launched a new program for those of you who struggle with what to say, what to do, what to post out on social media. You know, you see all those cool image quotes that people make and you're wondering, how can you make your own? How can you kind of brand yourself in that way? How do you get started with blog posts? You're busy. You know, how are you ever going to find the time to pull all this together? So I've created a new program. If you go to jackiealmer.com/DFY, as in done for you, jackiealmer.com/DFY, you can learn more about this program that I've just launched. And it'll give you a way to shortcut things, get some blog posts out there, get content for social media, some of those great image quotes, questions that are engaging, and so forth. Also, my one-on-one coaching and my inner circle coaching are both open as well. Go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach for all the latest details. Okay, let's talk about some ways to use video on Facebook. Well, I love Social Bakers. Social Bakers is a great resource that really, it's a company that aggregates a lot of content out there and really keeps on top of what's going on in social media. And this is where I learned about this information, some of the stats. So before I get into sharing some tips and ideas on how you can use Facebook videos to, you know, generate more interest in you and in your business and your product, let's talk about a few stats. You've probably noticed, well, let me back up for a sec. I just cruised down PCH in our convertible this morning with my husband, just decided to take a great ride along the beach because it was so beautiful out. I shot a quick little video to upload to Instagram, just to, you know, highlight the beauty of the ocean and that type thing, just to share it on a lovely day that it was, you know, on Saturday. It was just so beautiful. And then I went ahead and uploaded it to Facebook. And within 2 hours, the video had already received over 120 views. So that was pretty powerful. You know, in just a couple of hours, that was getting out there. Now, Facebook doesn't know what the content of my video is. So they didn't post it more out there because it was a beach scene or anything like that. They have no way of knowing what exactly is contained in that. But I was blown away at how fast that happened. Now, let me give you some other stats just from my business page. That was just my personal profile, but I've been uploading some videos to my business page on Facebook. And I don't boost my posts. So, you know, I run in this in the double digits in terms of the message that gets out there to people. You know, how many people actually see my posts on my business page and that type thing. But one video that I posted reached 138 people. Another video that I posted reached 444 people. And that's just with two of them that I've uploaded just in the recent days. So I've been tracking this, but you can very quickly see. Now, one image quote that I put out there hit, I'm trying to find 55 people, one did. So, you know, 55 people on an image quote to 444 people on a video. Wow, I think that you can see the power in the numbers. And that's just the organic reach with my Facebook business page. So the first one, 120 plus views, that was my personal profile. And that was just, you know, in 2 hours of posting it. So I'll be anxious to follow it and see exactly what happens. But that just gives you an idea of some of the engagement that's out there. So according to Social Bakers, Facebook has surpassed YouTube as the most popular platform for businesses to share videos. Okay, I'm not saying, now pay attention to that. Surpassed YouTube as the most popular platform for businesses to share videos. Not saying that it's the most popular video platform, but when you think about it, YouTube operates much more like a search engine, whereas your business page and even your profile on Facebook, that's your territory. That's, you know, what you own, so to speak. And so, because of the increase in this, Facebook is showing a whole lot more videos in your newsfeed, and you've probably noticed that. So now is a great time. We're kind of at the start of this trend, seriously. And if, you know, the power in social media marketing and the internet and any type of marketing is to kind of have that first mover advantage. So I really want to encourage you to get out there and get going with videos because they're really powerful. So let me give you some ideas on how to create good video content and what you need. Now, you don't need a big budget. You don't need any fancy software. Quite frankly, your smartphone or your tablet or iPad can do the job just fine. The key is just to become aware and make sure that you're shooting video and making it, you know, super casual, on the go kind of thing, but sharing good information that is going to be engaging to people. So there's some really great ways to take advantage of this, and it doesn't have to be long. 30 seconds is really powerful. Think about a quick tip that you could share about your business, about your products, about network marketing in general, what you could get across in just 30 seconds. And with shorter videos, you typically get more views too. So if you sit down and develop a strategy, you can be really powerful with not a lot of time. Okay, so tip number one of some ideas of what to create, because I know that's the next question. What do I create my video content around? Well, first of all, education, entertainment, information. There's a lot of different ways that, you know, we can share that. But those are the key things that people are looking for. So tips and tricks, ideas, little tidbits that are going to prove useful to your viewers are what are going to be the best way to attract these views that you want and attract people to you. Now, I want to quickly give a disclaimer here. You want to definitely be shooting business videos that you're uploading to your Facebook business page, and you can intersperse a few of those, or you can actually share those from your business page as your personal profile to your timeline. And that can be powerful because then it's not you uploading that video directly to your profile, but you're, you know, sharing that information. And you want to be, cautious isn't the word, but I think you get my point. You don't want to do this all the time. You don't want to flood your profile, your personal profile newsfeed with nothing but your business videos either. So you want to mix it up and share those some, and then create some other videos that aren't around your business that you're going to share on your personal profile, your timeline there, that's going to engage people and get them in the habit of seeing your content in the newsfeed, commenting on it, those kind of things. Did you go hear a great band? Can you shoot a quick little 15-second video that where they're singing, you know, a great cover song that most people like right now? Are you driving down the ocean, you know, the beachside, kind of like I was today? Are you going for a hike? You know, can you span around and show the spring flowers that are blooming or whatever it is? Just quick little videos that enlighten and add something to people's day, as well as quick little educational videos that you can use too. Now, the educational videos will probably be used more on your business page than your personal profile, but I want to get you thinking about shooting video and using it on Facebook, both on your personal profile and your business page, because if you have your profile set up to where it links over there on the left-hand side, when people click to, you know, when you have a company attached to it, they link to your business page. That can be super, super powerful as well. Now, we know that people love to be inspired through videos too. videos that show emotion and sincerity, you know, really go a long way in engaging people. You know, maybe you're a great spiritual person, and maybe you do great mantras, or just a quick little 30-second Sunday morning solstice, you know, or solstice isn't the right word, but soulful Sunday is, you know, kind of what I like to call it. Oprah likes to call it that kind of thing. Maybe on Sundays you can create something that's inspirational for people, just short and inspirational kind of thing that can be, you know, pretty amazing. So you can also do things around goal setting. You know, you can inspire people around goal setting and different things like that. So keep those in mind, not only being inspirational on your business page, but also on your personal profile. Then remember, people come to social media to be entertained. Yes, they want to be educated, but they also like to be entertained. That's why people go on YouTube as well. Think about that in terms of videos. People go on Facebook, they want to have fun, they want to relax, they catch up with their friends, and videos are a great platform to have fun with. So you can do this also on your business page. Show yourself having the fun side of your business, along with different things that you can post on your personal profile as well. So, you know, it could just be you just having some fun, shooting videos at a company event where you're all standing around rapping, or, you know, you're dancing to a song, or whatever it is, you know, have some fun with that. Let people see the fun side that it's entertaining of you, and, you know, part of your business model as well. Videos can be also a great place to share gratitude. You know, did you launch a major project? Did you do a 90-day launch or something big, a 90-day push in your business? And you can maybe share some results and some gratitude on your business page and let people see, you know, the reality of how things have gone. That can be extremely powerful as well. So, you know, don't hesitate to shoot those kind of videos too. And then for your business page, you can show behind the scenes too. Maybe shoot a video of you, you know, making phone calls, or on a hangout, or just different things like that. How can you go behind the scenes of what you do in your business, pull the curtain back, and let people see what's going on? You know, one of the things that I've done before is, it's kind of funny, I don't have a professional video studio. Basically what I have is, I most of the time now I use my iPad. And most of the time my iPad is propped up, is with the case, it's over the top of my laptop, and my laptop is put up on a little stool that I have, a little tiny step stool to make it tall enough. And then I have a plate stand that I stand behind it. And on that plate stand at the top, it has a wrought iron bar that I can clip a light to. Now, it's just a cheap little light that my husband bought at Home Depot for me. That's the same kind of light that a painter may use, or someone doing construction, to shine a light on, you know, a dark area where they need to see what they're doing. So when you look at my quote unquote video studio, it's pretty funny. And I've shot a video of it before to show people, look, you don't have to be fancy to do this. You just have to be creative. And I put everything all together, and then boom, I go put everything back. And that's why I usually block time that I do, you know, specifically sit down and shoot videos and that kind of thing. So that would be a great idea of something that you could show behind the scenes of how you do things. Maybe you've got a new product launching. Maybe your company's launching a new product. That's a great time to showcase a video that, you know, create a video that showcases this new product and talks about it. And that can be extremely powerful, and it can get those sales. So make sure in the video you've created a simple link to the sales page where they can actually go to your site and buy the product. And then a final idea of things that you can do would be frequently asked questions. Those are great. You can turn that into a series of videos. If you're struggling for content, what to say, coming up with different things, think about how powerful a series of frequently asked questions videos can be. And people will find themselves staying tuned longer to learn more. And you could knock that out. Again, 30 seconds to 2 minutes on those videos, you could knock out a whole series of those in 30 minutes to an hour and have a lot of content that you can share out there over and over and over again. So keep in mind that Facebook is really up in the game for those people who are using video marketing. And I know it's going to be a part of my strategy. If you're not a fan of my Facebook page, go to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth and like the page and follow along. You know, check in there and you'll begin to see how I'm doing videos. Yes, I'm going to do frequently asked questions. I'm going to do some objections videos. I also launched a new Facebook business page for my primary company. So if you go to facebook.com/funfablashes, you're going to see how I'm also going to be incorporating videos and product videos into that page as well. And while you may not be interested in that product or the business, I understand that. What you might be interested in, though, is learning and following along as to how some of this stuff is helping to really bump things up there. So that's a little bit on how you can use Facebook videos on Facebook to up your marketing. So some action steps that you can take, first of all, get over your shyness. If you're feeling a little timid, a little intimidated to get out there and start this process, video marketing is hot. Some of my biggest audience comes from video marketing, and you'll be amazed at how it'll boost your business if you'll get involved in it. Then second, sit down and write out a strategy. Write out some topics that you're going to shoot videos around so that you don't, you know, struggle with what content to come up with. And then third, take an inventory of your tools. What are the tools and equipment that you have? Where can you shoot video where you can get good lighting and you've got a decent background? That's really a key. You don't have to have a professional studio. Good lighting on your face, while it's not absolutely imperative, it does help. And a nice background to where, you know, you don't have a huge mess in your room or something like that, where people are distracted away from paying attention to you and they're looking at the background kind of thing. So take an inventory of your tools and your background and decide where you're going to create your videos. And then fourth, that's it. Take action. Get started, get out there. Know that you might fumble a few times with those first couple of videos and it may feel a little awkward, but if you just stay with it, you're gonna become a video pro and you are gonna love the results in your business. Okay, so if you have an idea or suggestion for the show, I would love to hear about it. I always love, you know, there nothing pleases me more than to answer those questions that the listeners, you have, those burning questions that you have. So if you have a question for me, send me a tweet at Jackie Almer and ask me that question. Ask me what's, you know, let me know you'd like for me to cover the question on the podcast. You can also post it on my Facebook wall, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Over there on my business page, please don't post it on my personal profile. I prefer for those to be on my business page. And you can also go to jackieelmer.com/questions if you want to ask it live on SpeakPipe, and be sure to give your blog in there too, and I'll make sure that it gets included in an upcoming show. If you like the show, give me a review and I'll give you a shout out. Go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave that review and you'll be entered into a drawing for a month of the free Inner Circle coaching program that you can learn more at streetsmartwealth.com/coach. So that's it for today's show. I look forward to seeing you out on Facebook with your video marketing. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.